The legislature this weekend is finishing up a five-day break with members set to return to their special session dealing with the natural gas pipeline and a package of energy-related issues on Monday. They now face deadlines for all the questions they started with, some of them dating back to the beginning of last month. Joining us from Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, first of all, the pipeline. It's been under consideration for a long time now. How long does this continue?
There's a lot of talk and complaint about it's taking so long to deal with this question, but there's another side to it, and that is that the law that the legislature itself passed gave them 60 days to deal with it. So it will be decided one way or the other by August 2nd. That's the 60-day limit that they're facing. The House is actually scheduled to vote on it on Tuesday, and that leaves the Senate another 11 days to decide. And I'm told that they have some other testimony they want to take. I don't know exactly who they want to talk to, but they will actually hold more hearings.
Dave, the call for the special session also included some changes to the power cost equalization program. Have you seen anything on that?
I know rural legislators began talking among themselves, wanting an increase in the electricity rate allowed under PCE. It's now 52.5 cents, and they want it increased to $1.12. That seems to still be there. It's likely that they're going to get that $1.12, but they also want the loss that sets a ceiling on how much one customer can use per month. They want that rewritten instead of monthly limit. The talk now is that it would be an annual limit.
Dave, do you think that the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan fits into the puzzle at all for the next couple of weeks?
I think so, definitely. You know, I have not seen a change in cabinets this causing this much uproar in all the years that I've been here. And frankly, that's a lot. The discussion now is that at some point, legislators are so upset that they will hold some hearings on it. They want to think of having witnesses actually under subpoena. They will testify under oath. And the stories released this week about the governor and the family problems with this particular state trooper, those were pretty harsh. But no one's ever yet made a link between what happened in that trooper situation and Monaghan's firing. Now, the governor says there's not a link, and Monaghan has just so far refused to address the direct questions. Legislators don't know, even those that are not terribly upset. Well, they are a little upset. I think they all want to see if that connection exists.
And do you think, would it affect the vote on any of the other questions they went to Juneau to settle?
Yeah, it'll decide their, it'll delay them from taking up other issues for a part of it. And I think that, this whole Monaghan issue could affect the vote because the way they're looking at it is that this politics as usual, which has become a kind of almost a dirty word catchphrase at times, it's based on trust as much as anything else. And so if the vote were held had been held last week, the gas line would have passed. I was convinced of that. At this point, I don't know how things are going to happen, and I think that there will be some effect anyway on how the votes are going to go.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for keeping an eye on those issues for us.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.